This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome the team from Free Geek. We've got Dwindell Feely, Director of Business Development, and also here's Ashley Martinez, Manager of Digital Equity from Free Geek. Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So let's talk about Free Geek. Dwindell, tell me about Free Geek. What is it?
So we're a digital equity organization in Southeast Portland, and we sustainably reuse technology and provide devices out to community members that need it the most, along with digital equity classes, and Ashley could tell you a little more about that too.
Well, yeah, digital equity seems to be kind of a buzzword right now. Ashley, what do you mean by digital equity?
Yeah, so digital equity, we want to make sure that everybody has digital access in order to succeed. I mean, in today's technological age, we want to make sure that everybody has access to a machine to be able to also broadband services as well, so making sure that they're connected to internet and also the tools that they can succeed in, so those digital building skills, knowing how to use the machine. So it's just not enough to give a person a machine, but also making sure they know how to use a machine, so making sure everybody has those tools in order to succeed.
I know for myself and for a lot of people I know, we kind of take it for granted that we just have a computer and I know how to work it. I have a telephone, I know, or a phone, and I know how to work it, but not everybody does.
No, not at all. I was actually just like on the FaceTime with my dad the other day, and I had to show him how to use, for instance, Apple Pay over FaceTime. And that's just one small example of just digital navigation skills right there. A quick FaceTime to show him how to use Apple Pay. So it's just those small little details in every day on just making sure everybody knows how to use technology as it continues to evolve.
How have you seen, what type of improvement have you seen over the years?
That's a very interesting question. I've seen more folks getting into digital equity. So what that really means is, like, for instance, Washington County has now launched digital navigators at their libraries. So I think people paying more attention that, hey, this is actually a real issue and we're now seeing this now. Let's start getting more folks into this work. Not necessarily that there is more access to it. I would say there's just more resources that are slowly becoming more available is what the changes that I have seen.
Okay. Dwindell, how does Free Geek help do this? What are you guys collecting technology, right?
Yeah, so we collect technology. Actually, next month, April, is our 25th birthday.
Oh, nice.
So our quarter century. So we're doing Tech Now again, which we, you know, y'all know a ton about,
yeah,
and we work with y'all on, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be elevated this year. So it's going to be bringing a lot of community together. We're going to have like a little celebration event as well on Earth Day. So yeah, you know, we collect technology, we refurbish it, and then give them out to community members that need it the most.
It's not a mistake that Tech Now happens during the month of April, which is Earth Month, and then also Earth Day, which is the 20th of April. Is that right?
22nd
of
April.
So tell me about Tech Now. What do you guys do during the month of April for Tech Now?
So we have like our Tech Now campaign where we host the business community partners with us, and we host technology drives like across the Portland metro area. And then we also have a Tech Now fundraiser as well. But Tech Now, we partner with this year we're doing 6 dates with First Tech, Mount Hood Community College, Windermere Realty Trust, Washington Square, and Rose City Park Neighborhood Association. So we got a lot of, and all of them are kind of like strategically located around, like, so making sure we kind of meet folks where they're at, yeah. Instead of them coming to our Southeast location. And yeah, so we're doing that as well. We're doing that all month. And then, yeah.
It's kind of every Saturday for the month of April, right?
Yeah, we have a couple. There's a couple. There's one on a Tuesday. The First Tech one's on a Thursday. I'm sorry. And then we have the final two ones on that Friday and Saturday at Washington Square, which is always awesome because we're indoors and outdoors at that event.
You said a little bit ago that it's elevated this year. That's true because it's usually just one or two events, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's usually like 4 events. But this year, it's not just that we're doing more events. It's kind of like it's our quarter century. And then we're also like, I think last time we spoke, I was talking about how we were going to pilot pop-up shops because we no longer have our in-store, like our thrift store at the store. Okay. So now we do pop-up shops every month and every last Saturday of the month. And we're going to be doing one on Earth Day as well. And it's going to kind of be a pop-up shop, but also like a celebration. We're going to have some music, some food, some prizes, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. How can people get involved in Tech Now for the month of April?
Donate your technology. Go to freegeek.org/technow. You can see all of the dates, the times, where we'll be at. Just donate your technology. We have a really big need for like laptops, tablets, and cell phones right now, because that's really what the community is needing right now. Just bring as much as possible. I mean, our goal is to collect 20,000 pounds of technology. And we collected almost that. We collected like 17.5 last year. So, you know, we think that we're going to hit that goal this year.
Yeah, I know our Odyssey radio stations helped out at Washington Square last year, and it was amazing how much stuff showed up.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was like, and thank y'all so much for that, because we needed all hands on deck for that for sure.
So what do you... you're looking for stuff that can be refurbished and reused and given out, right? So what does that involve?
So, I mean, again, like laptops, phones, tablets. We take pretty much anything that plugs in because really we're trying to divert e-waste from landfills, you know what I mean? But for refurbishing aspect, you know, laptops, cell phones, tablets, and we erase the data from it. You know, we safely remove the data and everything from it. And and the things we can't refurbish, we recycle, ethically recycle.
Okay. So you are hoping to refurbish something, but like if I have a flip phone from 1994, are you going to take that?
We'll take that. And we break it down to little pieces, you know what I mean? Like the copper, the precious metals that are in the thing. So, yeah.
What do you not accept?
Please don't give us like furniture. Or like
light bulbs,
but it's a computer desk. You don't want the computer desk.
Nah, man, sometimes we be getting stuff like people will give us like their old stuff that has like bugs in it and like and stuff like that, you know. And it's kind of like, yeah, I don't know why y'all giving that to us, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but
We also don't take any kitchen appliances, so that's something that, yes, it absolutely plugs in, but that is something that we just don't take all. Just we can't really do much with it, so no kitchen appliances,
like a refrigerator, you know,
probably not air conditioners,
you know, like I don't know what the thing is in them that like there's like something in them that they can't, we can't. I don't know
specific
what it's
called. Batteries. Yeah. Oh, we also can't take like AAA batteries, AA batteries. We will take laptops that have batteries in them. Absolutely, your phones that have batteries in them. But we definitely don't take like
Duracell.
Yeah, Duracell batteries.
Okay. How can you guarantee and help people feel comfortable that their data is going to be erased from the technology that they donate?
Yeah, that's just part of our process at FreeGeek. Part of our process, very first thing, anything that has data on it gets immediately destroyed. So that just is just part of our mission, part of our process that we are extraordinarily strict by. And also we have a CODD process that if you pay $10, you can get a certificate of destruction just so that you can feel best on like that reassurance. But it goes through the exact same process just with that certification on like, hey, this has been destroyed and here's that proof for you that it has been destroyed.
If somebody's going to donate their technology, how can they, how should they prepare it before they donate it?
That's actually a really great question. For all of MacBooks, Apple products in general, please log out of your iCloud accounts. If you don't log out of your iCloud accounts, we can no longer refurbish that. So making sure that you're logged out of your iCloud, you can easily do that in your settings, go to iCloud and just log out. And that allows us to be able to actually refurbish those devices. If not, that just immediately goes into our recycling program. So just making sure you log out, whether that's your MacBook, your iPad, your iPhones, just making sure you log out of your iCloud.
Yeah, very good idea.
That's a major key. That's a major key.
What about like Windows products? Are they the same? Like you, I'm a Mac guy, so I know how to log out.
Yeah, I think Windows is a little different. It's just, it's mainly like, you know, like for example, we'll get like a ton of phones and we'll get them from like the airport or something. Cause you know, like some people will just lose their phones or lose some things and they'll be there forever and stuff, but they're not locked. You know I mean? They're still logged in and they're locked. So we can't really utilize them. And there's a lot of folks, I mean, we work with a lot of different partners to even give those phones to, where there's folks that are trying to get folks off the streets, houses, folks, you know, people in recovery and stuff like that, you know, that have a real need for a phone, you know. That's the world we live in right now, you know. So,
Cool. We're talking today with Free Geek, featuring Dwindell Feely, Director of Business Development, and Ashley Martinez, Manager of Digital Equity. Dwindell, tell me about your job. What does it mean by you're the Director of Business Development?
I am bringing in the money. I'm bringing in the bags, man. Business partnerships, events, just the wellness of the organization. I'm always supporting the other teams, you know, the marketing, communications, PR, grant writing, things like this, you know, setting, you know, things up like this. But yeah, I wear a lot of hats and I do a lot. I think last year when I was here, I was still the manager of business development. So promotion happened.
Yeah, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But yeah, I do a lot, you know, but I mean, I love my job. I love what I do. It's very like having to go to a lot of events and a lot of places and people always like, how are you doing this, or how you hear there and everywhere. It's like, not really as corny as it sounds, but it's not really work if you enjoy it. You know what I mean? And like what you're doing. So yeah, man, I'm out here.
Cool. I've had Free Geek on Let's Talk Portland quite a few times over the years, and you guys seem like a really pretty tight group.
Yeah, I mean, the good sis Ashley, you know, I love our squad. I love our team. We did an event with the Blazers last night, actually.
Nice.
And we collected technology with them for their Green Game event. And, you know, just we have this great camaraderie amongst us as a team. And then afterwards, we watched the game. It was just like, you know, all of us coming together. And we just have a really great squad. I mean, we're not what we were 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And our executive director, Juan Mudo, awesome, you know, really steers the ship. And we're just growing and growing and growing, and I'm excited to be part of that journey, and I'm growing along with it. So yeah,
I was looking at your website a little bit ago, and for 2024, you guys were in the top 100 best nonprofits in the state.
Right? Yeah, man, we out here. Among some other great organizations as well. You know, there's a lot of organizations out here in the city doing some awesome and great work. So it's just great. You know, last year, I think we placed fourth in Portland Business Journal Awards, Most Admired Companies,
cool.
Which is awesome. You know, surrounded by companies, you know, Intel and Autodesk and all of these amazing companies. And it's amazing to be recognized and just hit my 5-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
In Portland. So this is great. It's great.
How can businesses get involved with Free Geek?
Volunteering. always we had a fire in September that we're, I would say about a month now that we're like fully back up 100%, walls fixed and everything like that. But it was in our warehouse. So we had to really pause volunteering. And a lot of like you'll have people from Nike, Intel, all over the place being like, I got my first computer from Free Geek. From because I was volunteering there and stuff like that. So it was kind of like a hit for us to have to pull that back a bit. But, you know, for companies come in and they group volunteer all the time, you know. And now that we're back up and running, we have our wonderful volunteer coordinator, Mads, who handles that. And they are amazing at their job. And but also, too, technology donations. That's huge for us. You know, a lot of companies go through their refresh cycles, sometimes even annually. Donate your tech to us. You know, we have a huge need for tech, and it's not just us taking it and like recycling it. Like, we are refurbishing it and giving out to community. There's a huge, our North Star is digital equity, you know, and providing, just bridging that gap, that technology gap and digital skills. So, yeah.
That's kind of where Ashley comes in, right?
Yeah, that's Ashley.
This is your backyard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Digital equity. Why is that so important?
Yeah, it's so important because folks need to get connected. Right now, when it comes to going to school, you need a laptop. Assignments are just completely online now. Work, everything is completely online. I can't tell you the last time I actually wrote notes via paper and pencil. Everything is completely online. Working collaboratively, it's also completely online. We use technology every single day. We're using it right now.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that everybody has access. Everybody has that device, and everybody also knows how to use that device because technology continues to change. I know myself, there are certain things that come out and new updates where I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this. So then I have to catch myself, and it's like, well, if I don't know how to do this and I work with technology every single day, how is it that somebody else who doesn't have that constant access have that knowledge as well?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to do a Genmoji the other day. Like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, so I think a lot of people are getting tired of talking about the pandemic. Remember in the pandemic, how did things go in the pandemic? But that really opened our eyes to the need for technology, especially for students, because everything was online.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Everything was online. I had come to Free Geek in early 2021. So it was still very much in that pandemic. And one thing that we were really, really noticing, and other folks were also noticing, schools were noticing, was, hey, we're completely going online now. Now parents have that responsibility, or guardians, or whoever is with that child has that responsibility to now hold their child accountable in going to online school. But how can they go to online school if they don't have a laptop? How can they go to online school if they don't have a tablet? How could they do homework if it's completely online? And that parent doesn't know even how to help them with their homework online because they themselves don't have those skills or knowledge to be able to use online homework and assignments.
You guys are teaching classes. Tell me about some of the programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have really stepped up the amount of classes that we hold. We have our foundational curriculum that is computer basics, internet basics. And our third one kind of interchanges between keyboard basics or introduction to G Suites, and that kind of depends on our partnerships. And we just 100% listen to what our partnership organizations, communities need. So we have some awesome partnerships right now with Rosewood Initiative, where we actually are currently, as we speak, have a digital navigator teaching that class over there at Rosewood Initiative. And today is Internet Basics. So we give them their laptops to be able to go along with the class. While we're also teaching them that Internet Basics course. And in that Internet Basics course, we take them through what a browser is. We take them through how to look things up in their browsers. We also take them through what kind of that security is in their browsers as well. Because did you know in HTTPS, that very first word in your browser search whenever you're looking for anything, we always tell our folks, you want to make sure that you see that S with HTTPS. Yeah. Yes, I believe that's correct. And it's because that S after it stands for secure. And if you don't see that, we want to make sure that you're taking those proper precautions. Maybe get out of that website because it's not secure. So we take folks through what that security also looks like. We also take folks through, this is a huge one, that making strong passwords. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first was, because I originally started at Free Geek as I was a digital navigator. So while I was a digital navigator, I had learned, oh my gosh, my password is so extraordinarily weak. Anybody could get into anything because I, at that time, was using the exact same password for every single thing I had. That's what we all do.
Let me not announce that.
And we take folks through who, you know, just happen to be a little bit more vulnerable because if they see what we now know as smishing, vishing, and phishing is getting those texts that are like those spam on, hey, you just won this, or USPS has a delivery that you weren't there for. You know, those that were like, well, I didn't order anything. Maybe I should click this link. And it comes from a random number that does not look real whatsoever. And we mm-hmm. take folks through, mm-hmm. well, that is a scam. Mm-hmm. Do not click that. Mm-hmm. But then you click it and you're now extraordinarily vulnerable and you put in a password mm-hmm. that you use for every single thing. So now they know, hey, let me just try this on every single account that they have. They're most likely able to get into those accounts. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that folks create that strong password. And what does that really look like? We no longer call it a password. We call it a passphrase. Mm-hmm. And that's because we want to make sure that it's not, we tell them, because this is what everybody does. Hey, don't put your family's name in it. Don't put a birthday year in there.
Don't be doing that 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly. No 1, 2, 3, 4. Your animal. Yeah. We want to make sure that there's a different capitalizations within the word, not just your first capitalization and just the word and then 1996 exclamation point. We want to be able to see that by switching number letters into numbers and making that making sure that folks know that like that is more secure. And just the being able to have folks feel that empowerment on, okay, I can now say that I can create a strong password. I don't need to ask my child for help. Mm-hmm. I don't need to ask somebody else in my house for help when creating a password because we want to make sure that folks feel empowered to do it themselves.
Yeah. I also want to say too, they're bilingual too,
right. Mm-hmm.
Which is even so much more important because like I feel like just even me like sitting there watching it and just seeing how engaged they are and just like realizing like, oh, wow, these folks have never even had an opportunity for somebody to meet them where they're at. Right. And teach them these things. So it's incredible to see.
Yeah, 100% of our digital navigation team working with our programming directly with community are 100% bilingual. And I will say the majority of our classes are completely taught in Spanish.
That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Gosh, you guys do such amazing work. Danielle, we've got a couple of minutes left. I want to find out what's coming up for you guys for Free Geek and talk more about the Tech Now for the month of April.
All right. So Tech Now, it's going to be launched on Saturday, April 5th at Windermere. And that's going to be on MLK, 2045 Northeast MLK. Then we have another one the next Saturday at Rose City Park. This could be part of their cleanup event. Then the next one on the 19th, April 19th, will be at Mount Hood Community College. That one's over in Gresham, so we're kind of hitting that area. That one's going to be fun because we've never really worked with them like that before. So this is going to be awesome with them. And then we'll be the next Thursday at the 24th, we'll be at First Tech's Eco Expo, which is always fun every year, and folks can have a truck there and folks can donate their technology, and that will be over in Hillsborough.
Okay.
That's over in that area. And then the final two is with Washington Square at Washington Square Mall. And that's the 24th and 25th, 12 to 4. And we'll be inside at the Summit Court. And we'll also be outside in the Sears parking lot. So it's going to be.
And that's kind of around back, right? Where we were last year?
Yeah, yeah. It's
gonna I know a lot of people were like, where are you?
Yeah.
Kind of around back.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Yeah. And we've, again, like also when I was talking about us elevating it a little bit, we're going to be like, there's like a, on the page, the freegeek.org/technow, there is a, there is like a map and it'll tell you like where certain things are. But also with the campaign, you know, I haven't really touched on is we're a fundraiser. We also have a fundraiser as well too, because our goal with the campaign, technology campaigns, is to collect 20,000 pounds of technology. But also with the fundraiser is to collect $7,500 to the parts and labor and stuff to replace those devices so we can give them out to community and then provide classes as well. So we also have like a fundraiser that we're kind of pushing as well alongside TechNow.
Excellent. Gosh, it's always so great to talk to you guys because you do just the coolest work. Thank you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
We've been talking today with Dwindell Feely, Director of Business Development, and Ashley Martinez, Manager of Digital Equity with FreeGeek. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.